In the early and mid-1900s, passenger train service was common in most cities of any size. Today, the passengers and freight have vanished from those train stations. Only a few remain. Most are now simply historic structures reminding us of the way things once were. Today, we visit one of those important depots on this edition of The American Countryside.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. The difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. Studies prove that reading to a child regularly dramatically improves reading skills. And kids who read well by third grade are four times as likely to graduate. So United Way is calling for 1 million volunteers over the next 3 years. We're asking you to step up, make a pledge, tutor a child who needs help, mentor a kid who needs someone on their side, volunteer to read to children, make a difference. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Entire communities improve. The path to success or failure starts long before graduation day, and the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge. Go to liveunited.org now. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
The train station in Clarksville, Tennessee, not only served an important purpose in handling passengers and freight, it's been linked to several well-known songs.
One of the songs, besides a song that most people are aware of Last Train to Clarksville, is also The Night Train to Memphis. Okay, well, the train from here to Memphis was a day train.
C. David Elliott says he rode many a train from this station, including that day train to Memphis.
Clarksville and this station were very, very busy, and the board behind you, Andrew, shows three trains going north and three trains going south per day, and this was in 1953.
Clarksville's proximity to Fort Campbell, Kentucky also made this an important train depot.
During World War II, so much of the traffic was military. Either people coming, guys coming in to go to basic training or being shipped out. Both the L&N and the Tennessee Central were highly used during that time.
The historic depot has been restored. David has many memories here.
In this particular office that we're sitting in, I can remember P.O. Bledsoe became Ticketmaster during World War II and remained Ticketmaster into the 60s when the last train for Clarksville actually happened.
It's that last train to Clarksville that has special meaning, for it was a song released by the Monkees in 1966 that mentioned the town. But was it really about this station? The answer, next time, as we travel the countryside. In Clarksville, Tennessee, I'm Andrew McCrae.